There are more than 7,000 publications banned by the Arizona Department of Corrections. But as KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins reports, the metric for evaluating what books and CDs are allowed in state prisons has been ruled too broad and unconstitutional.
Jane Mallory has a broad taste in music. She likes everything from Beyonce to
Michael Bublé. Greatest hits. A big fan, yeah. It was relaxing.
We're looking through the CDs she listened to while she was incarcerated. She says Bublé's crooning had a calming effect on her and the other women living at the Perryville prison.
Pretty tame stuff, right?
Extremely. Very, you know, jazzy kind of stuff.
Which is why she was surprised when it was labeled by the Department of Corrections as contraband. She had to appeal to prison officials who relented after removing a suspicious hologram on the packaging. The same thing happened with a science fiction book series about a private investigator in space.
They got contrabanded for explicit stuff, language, sexual stuff, la la, all this kind of stuff.
After another appeal, the books were allowed, but she says it illustrates the haphazard nature of censorship in the prisons. A spreadsheet released to KJZZ from the Arizona Department of Corrections lists more than 7,000 publications, books, magazines, and CDs that are banned in state prisons. They range from ancient texts like Sun Tzu's The Art of War to lighter publications like Dog Fancy. ADC says materials that enter the prisons are screened by employees in the mailroom and a publication review committee made up of two officials following guidelines established by the director. However, those guidelines have recently come under fire in federal court.
Whether they're reading trashy romance novels or, you know, Tolstoy and Shakespeare, it doesn't really matter.
Paul Wright is the publisher of Prison Legal News, a monthly publication that curates criminal justice news as well as jail and prison litigation. It recently won a federal court case against the Department of Corrections in which the judge ruled ADC's policy against sexually explicit material overbroad and unconstitutional. Ironically, the material in question was a court ruling describing a sexual assault by prison staff against an inmate.
I think this is part of the hostility that we see on the part of government officials where, you know, they're willing to do literally almost anything they can to prevent prisoners from learning what can be done about vindicating their rights.
Andy Chan is the vice president of Books to Prisoners, a Seattle-based nonprofit that sends books to incarcerated people all over the country. He says they get about 14,000 requests each year. Dictionaries are the most sought-after book, followed by educational materials and escapist novels.
So the genres like sci-fi and fantasy are really high on our list of requests.
He says he's witnessed a new wave of restrictions at state prisons in the past few years that prohibit third parties like Books to Prisoners from sending materials. With a few exceptions for security purposes, Chan argues access to reading materials for incarcerated people should be unfettered.
Almost anything should be allowed because almost anything can provide education and mental stimulation.
Jane Mallory says it took her a while to adjust after 2 years in prison.
I mean, your brain is really limited use because you are not making choices for yourself.
She says having ADC tell her what she could and couldn't read and listen to damaged her self-confidence.
At some point, if you don't have a trust factor going and have a little bit of respect, you know, it just keeps you down.
She says giving inmates greater access to reading materials and more control over what they consume while they're incarcerated will help them write their own story of a successful reentry. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.